It's music time in Africa. Hello again, friends. A very good Sunday evening to you, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa on Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm Rita Rochelle in Washington, and I'm your regular Music Time hostess with popular and authentic traditional music by some of Africa's best musicians and music groups. If this is the first time you're joining us, a special welcome to you, and we hope you'll like the music we have for you this evening, beginning with this recording from Accra, Ghana, A.B. Krenzel and his band.
Yepa! Ukofuinino! Pasana, baby! No way!
God.
Hey, hey, no way, Brother A.B. Krenzel and his band, featuring Tex Corley on alto sax, Atta Kennedy on trumpet, and on lead guitar, Prince Foster, all from Accra, Ghana, right here on Music Time in Africa. And this is the Africa service of the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
We're broadcasting to Africa on the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands short wave. We're also broadcasting on 621 kilohertz on medium wave for our listeners in Southern Africa. And we hope the reception of our broadcasts is satisfactory in the area where you live. If you are having any difficulties listening to our programs, we'd like to know. And as you know, any comments you may have about VOA programs are always welcome. Later on, I'll repeat my address for corresponding, with a reminder that VOA program schedules, showing times and frequencies for all of our programs broadcast to Africa in English, are available to you. So stay with us. Right now, some examples of traditional music, selected and prepared for us by my colleague, your VOA Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. You'll be listening to music of the Songhai in the Republic of Mali in West Africa. The Songhai, one of the many ethnic groups that make up the more than 7.5 million population in the country, live along the great bend of the Niger River, where it touches the edge of the Sahara Desert. They first appeared in the history of that part of Africa when they were ruled by an ancient Berber dynasty driven south by Arab conquest. And in the year 1009, the city of Gao on the banks of the Niger River became the capital and administrative center for the Songhai people. They became converted to Islam at about the same time. Written history of the Songhai appeared in manuscripts by historians living in Timbuktu during the 17th century. The manuscripts tell us that the Songhai enjoyed enormous prosperity under the powerful leadership of the warrior king, Askia. A university was established in Timbuktu, and fame of the kingdom spread rapidly throughout the Muslim world when the ruler himself made a pilgrimage to Mecca with a huge entourage of followers, carrying gifts of gold for charity in the holy city. In 1591, the Sultan of Morocco, Ahmed El Mansur, greedy for the wealth of the Songhai state, sent a huge army to seize the capital city, Gao, and occupy Timbuktu. The Moroccans withdrew in 1618, leaving the kingdom in the hands of a number of ruling pashas. Prosperity vanished, and later, after 1780, the regions of the Songhai were dominated by the Tuareg until French occupation in 1893. There are many tales and legends of ancient battles, heroic deeds, and exploits of Songhai warriors in the songs and music of the Songhai people. Songhai musicians today still sing about those ancient times. The recordings take us back to the time of the ruling pashas of Timbuktu. The song is about a family of aristocrats, the Wulad Hassan, whose descendants still live in Timbuktu.
Alvazi zama madan, zama
ajiri marrakashin ar mai jori si bai gabi me wudadi marrakashin ar mai jori si bai gabi me sharati marrakashin ar mai jori si bai gabi me dandina yai kokoi ber ma boi rai mana sharai kai dal basa sagai ne salamun dani dingrai ber dal basai je sagai ne salamun dani shiriya ya mer basai je sagai ne salamun dani kai ba jin dal basai je sagai ne salamun dani koi son kara mer basai je sagai ne salamun dani الكمز مالباسي جي سغيني سلامون داني سباب مالباسي جي سغيني سلامون داني داننا يايبوكو كوي بير محامن ديني موياني تندين يي داربو يونغا كنكم ديني.
Music of the Moors has its own characteristic sound in both singing and instrumental music, and that's what makes music of the Songhai so distinctive from other ethnic groups. This next recording also comes from Timbuktu. The song, usually sung during local festivals, is about a certain tree that symbolizes the love the Moors have for their country. In the course of the singing, more verses to the song are improvised by guests who have gathered in a circle around the woman playing the drum. The musical instrument that dominates Songhai music is the lute. The instrument is similar to the tidinet, played by Mauritanian musicians, or the koni, and halam, played by Mandingo and Wolof griots. It is a long, narrow wooden sound box with a skin stretched over it. The neck of the lute is a stick or pole fixed into the sound box under the skin. Three or four strings are stretched over a bridge to the tip of the pole. The most characteristic thing about this type of lute is the method or technique of playing it. The musician simultaneously taps the skin covering the sound box with his thumb while playing to stress and mark the rhythm of the song. Just like the Moors of Mauritania, the Songhai reserve the playing of the lute for men only. This recording is an excellent example of Songhai lute playing. Late 50s and early 60s, a type of folk dance gained much popularity among the Songhai and in Mali. It seemed as if Songhai music was undergoing a process or a period of modernization. The dance music and accompanying songs were called takamba, having originated in the Songhai village of Takamba, just north of the city of Gao on the Niger River. Old Songhai folk tunes and songs were being revitalized by contemporary griots and young people. This next recording features an old Songhai tune that was handed down from one generation to the next. The title of the song is Khadija, sometimes pronounced Hadija or Khadija, as in North Africa. It's an Arabic name, and this takamba song is in praise of a young Arabian girl, Khadija, who was so beautiful that she became famous even beyond the borders of her country.
Thank you.
That was Takamba music of the Songhai in the Republic of Mali, and it was also our last example of traditional music. Still coming up in this edition of Music Time in Africa, one of East Africa's leading contemporary pop bands, Orchestra Safari Sound, based in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. So stay with us. Just a brief reminder again, friends, that this is the Voice of America's Africa Service.
Join us every day on VOA.
VOA's Africa Service is on the air 7 days a week, broadcasting in English, Hausa, Swahili, Amharic, French, and Portuguese. Our English to Africa programs are all listed in the current VOA program schedule, showing times and frequencies for Daybreak Africa, African Panorama, Nightline Africa, Africa in Print, Voices of Africa, Sound of Soul, and this program, Music Time in Africa. The program schedule helps make listening to the Voice of America easier for you. To get one, just write to me, Rita Rochelle. My name, Rita Rochelle, is spelled R-I-T-A. Rochelle is R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547 USA. And we'll be more than happy to also include our 1987 Music Time in Africa calendar. Simply write to me, and you might want to use the alternate address. I understand it's a little less expensive. You may address those letters to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country.
Nasema niondoke sina tabia nzuri yo. Nimeachwa na mume wangu. me cuenta cuál es anillo. Cada yo mundo así un refo, así es manillo, no que si no te había subido. Mama, ya me ni puta. Mama, ya me ni puta.
Nimesimama katikati ya njia panda, njia panda, ninazidi kusamba e mama 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 e
mama, yamenikuta mama, yamenikuta mama, yamenikuta mama, yamenikuta.
The Orchestra Safari Sound of Tanzania. And that's it for this edition of Music Time in Africa. I'll be back here again this evening at 19:30 GMT with our second edition of this program, and we'll have music for you by some of Africa's finest pop bands, old and new, but all great sounds, right here on VOA's Africa service. That's 1 hour and 30 minutes from now, so stay tuned to the Voice of America. Right now, we have a report of the latest news coming up next, so stay with us. This is Rita Rochelle, and my love to all of you.